The low-income pool was approved in 2005 as a demonstration project as the federal government was working through how to best provide indigent health care. It was designed to be a short-term experimental program. It ran out. The federal government extended it twice for the state of Florida. The federal government has not walked away. The federal government has decided the best way to provide indigent health care in the United States is through the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. That is the law of the land, whether the legislature or the governor likes it or not. It will no longer be using the LIP program because it is over and the experiment failed, and we've decided to go a different direction. So for the state of Florida or for the governor to represent that the federal government has walked away or compromised or not met its promises is simply untrue.
In a legislative session, the only thing that the House and Senate must do is pass a budget. That didn't happen this time around because the House left 3.5 days early. So not passing a budget on time, what does that do to the other programs that were involved in the budget?
Well, it obviously delays them, and it delays any decision-making that would be related to them. So, for example, the school boards, they can't set their budgets. School boards are the largest employers in almost every single jurisdiction in Florida in 67 counties. So the school boards can't set their budget. They can't determine exactly how much they'll have to raise in property taxes. They won't be able to then put on to the trim notice, the advanced property tax notice that everybody gets in May and June. They won't be able to put the exact number, so nobody will know exactly what their property taxes are. All of the vendors, all of the employees won't know exactly what they're going to get paid or how. So it delays all of that. And you might say, well, so what? It's just a few months perhaps. But it adds to risk and uncertainty. And in economics, risk and uncertainty translate into higher costs. There's just no need to impose those costs on the system. It creates other problems with the land buying and the protection of our springs and water sources. For 2 years, we've been trying to pass laws to protect them. Now, growth is accelerating in the state of Florida. We know the consequences of not protecting our water bodies when we look at things like Lake Apopka or the Everglades. It's very expensive to fix them afterward. So when we don't spend money up front, we are going to cause ourselves significant costs in the future. And then we have the tangible cost. It costs money to have a special session, somewhere between $70,000 and $100,000 a day. So we're going to throw away $2, $3 million.
Where does that $2 or $3 million come from?
Comes from you and me. These are expenses, and they just are tangible reflections of the effects of the intangible, the budgets, the delays, the delay in policy implementation. We need prison reform. We don't have it. So it's those kinds of things that ultimately are the real costs that are related to this ideologically driven battle. And then, of course, there's the cost of not having a health care system that is meeting the needs of the people of the state of Florida. On the one hand, and on the other hand, here's the federal government ready, willing, and able to give the state of Florida $5 billion a year for 10 years, and the state of Florida says no. This is just not good economics.
What would you do instead with all of these moving parts?
We need strong leadership. We need to embrace what the law of the land is. I think from an economic perspective, we need to take the $5 billion. It's going to create a tremendous amount of economic benefit and employment and income. It will provide better health care. And it is inevitable. We will inevitably deal with this. So the longer we wait, the less benefit we derive from something that is inevitable. That is, we're going to expand indigent health care in this country and in this state. If we don't, then as we delay, simply the costs build up in the hospital system, and those costs get transferred to all of us through our insurance or other payment systems. So it's not like the costs go away. So there's much better ways to make these economic decisions than on strict ideological grounds.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.